When you hear that certain writers have new books coming out, you know you're in for a treat. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new releases from a pair of famous, beloved writers, one who's been at it for a long time, and one near the beginning of a very promising career. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Though I'm a longtime fan of Ian McEwan, the early descriptions I read of his latest novel, What We Can Know, didn't appeal to me. A book about a long-lost poem being investigated by a scholar in the distant dystopian future sounded kind of dry. Then two smart reader friends told me it was by far the best thing they've read this year. Okay, I promptly downloaded it in audio. The book opens in 2119, when a British scholar named Thomas Metcalfe travels to what's left of Oxford in a world remade by something terrible called the derangement, followed by something even worse called the inundation. Metcalfe is on the trail of a poem, A Corona for Vivian, presented by fictional famous poet Francis Blundy to his wife back in the early 21st century, i.e. our time. The poem has been missing ever since Blundy read it aloud at a dinner party for Vivian's birthday. And despite the fact that nobody's ever read it, people have been obsessed with it ever since. Though Metcalfe has access to every scrap of information ever stored on the internet, plus Blundy and Vivian's archives at the Bodleian Library, he can't find it either. The second part of the book jumps back 100 years, and Vivian herself takes over the story, delivering wildly satisfying twists and reveals. It may be a book about scholarly research, but all we can know is anything but dry, with a plot that includes murder, a near kidnapping, multiple revenge plots, child abuse, a hunt for buried treasure, and literary arson. A yowl. Next up, John of John, a coming-of-age story from the great Douglas Stewart, author of Shuggie Bain and Young Mungo. John Callum MacLeod, called Cal, has left art school in Edinburgh, broke and without prospects, called home by his father because his grandmother is ill. Oddly enough, Ella, who is his mother's mother, lives with her ex-son-in-law rather than her remarried daughter and her new family. The reason for this unusual arrangement becomes clear slowly, along with many other matters that have long been shoved under the rug in this very small, very effed-up little town. 22-year-old Cal exists at the confluence of two wildly different cultures. On one hand, he speaks Gaelic with his father, works nights, weaving traditional patterns on their loom, helps with the sheep, and attends his father's evangelical church. On the other, he takes ecstasy, goes to a booze-fueled hullabaloo on a party bus, and tries to find a hookup in the personal ads. The central question of the book, one facing all the characters, is whether it is possible to inhabit the place one calls home as one's genuine self. As Ron Charles put it in his review on Substack, which is where he's now posting since the Washington Post shuttered its book section, there are simply no barriers to Stewart's insight, to his ability to inhabit the souls of any of these people, no matter how peculiar or remote. Everyone says it's harder to write a great tragedy, but it's actually much harder to write a great story of happiness, of people learning at last how to love one another honestly, which somehow is what Stewart has done. What a great way of understanding this novel, which is the current pick of Oprah's Book Club and is surely headed for awards and further acclaim.
The books are What We Can Know by Ian McEwan and John of John by Douglas Stewart. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.